Welcome, everybody, to Quickest Path to Cash. I am Bert Martinez, and as always, my good friend Jason Drone here.
What's up?
Hey. Guys, today you're going to be in for a humongous treat. This podcast today, I don't know, it's probably worth millions of dollars. And I don't say that lightly, because we're going to be talking about what's called liquidating offer or liquidating traffic, and essentially how you can create an offer that's converting so well, and therefore the
traffic
advertising
is free.
Cost, the quote traffic unquote. Is free,
yep.
Or you're making money off of it instantly, so therefore it's a profit situation, and so if this is something that you're going to want to take notes, you're going to want to review with your team. This is the kind of stuff that literally can make you millions of dollars.
If you do something with it.
If you do that, thank you. If you apply what you learn here, you will really see it roll in. And nobody better than Jason to walk you through this, because, I mean, some of the biggest gurus hire Jason to set these things up.
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing, you know, I've talked to hundreds of business owners throughout the year, you know what I mean? Like one-on-one phone calls. And the biggest thing that separates the guys who are doing really, really well for themselves and the guys who aren't is this idea of self-liquidating traffic. And it's how they think about traffic. So when you think about paid traffic, there's one of two things that kind of go through your mind. The first is, oh my God, it's an expense. How much am I going to be spending? Or how much am I going to be investing? And if it's a crucial difference, you know, kind of the two different scenarios. Because when you think, how much am I going to be spending? And you have that certain, you know, expense kind of mind, you know, like you're not getting anything for the amount of money that you're going to be putting into traffic. Whereas if you think of how much am I going to be investing in traffic, there's an implied payoff. I mean, and the payoff might not necessarily be sales, you know, at first, but it's leads or video views or traffic or any of the number of things that end up happening. And the first thing I do when I set up a self-liquidating offer is I don't try to get the sale. And that sounds weird, you know, but there's so many things that have to lead up to a successful buying action before somebody actually whips out their credit card that they have to go through a certain process. So the first is they have to, you know, click an ad, wherever that may be, Facebook, AdWords, YouTube, Twitter, whatever. They have to click an ad or click something that sends them to your page. They have to usually watch a video until the end. They have to click an add to cart button. They have to sign up for a landing page. So there's multiple steps in this sale process.
All right. So, because I could just hear people's head exploding the minute you said, most of the time I try not to.
I don't go for the sale at first.
You don't go for the sale at first. So walk me through your strategy on, if you're not going for the sale at first, how are you going to create this self-liquidating traffic funnel?
Yeah, so it's a great question. When somebody sees an ad, when somebody sees one of your ads, they click on the ad and then they have to go do something. And usually that something is watching a video, reading sales copy, signing up for a report, you know, like entering their email address in. There's something that happens before they take the credit card, but before they take their credit card out of their wallet or out of their purse and enter it into a screen and give you money. There's something that happens. So what I like to do is to make sure that something is actually happening. You know, a perfect example is one of my clients right now. He's selling a travel offer. You know, I don't want to get into too much detail, but here's the scenario. They click an ad in Facebook. They go to a sales page. The sales page has a video, has actually like a couple videos, a couple images, couple, you know, examples, you know, case studies, all this other stuff, you know, that you would expect to find on a sales page. And what we're testing right now isn't the sale. I mean, if we get a sale, that's awesome. That's fantastic. But what we're testing to see is how quickly people buy, how quickly people hit the add to cart button. Because what you will find, if you do a lot of testing, is that roughly 12% of people who visit a sales page are going to click an add to cart button, depending on the offer. And of those 12%, you're going to have 1%, 2% total. So it ends up being like 9 or 10% of the people who click the button who actually fulfill, you know, who actually, you know, put their credit card in the order form and successfully buy the product. There's two steps there. So you need to make sure that both steps actually work before you can get the sale. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. And I like what you're saying there. I mean, that to me is something that is unique. You're looking, like you said, how quickly is that ad being created, or that sale being created? How quickly before they push on?
Are they clicking the button? Yeah, yeah. Are they engaging with the page? Because in order for the sale to ever be processed, they have to engage on the page. And if we aren't doing our job, you know, by making them engage on the page, then we're failing. You know, we won't ever get a sale because they're never engaging.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, and that really is, believe it or not, that's the big deal. That's the difference between an ad that works or ad that doesn't, mm-hmm. or, you know, a campaign. Is it engaging?
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's multiple steps that have to happen before somebody whips out their credit card. You know, it isn't just it isn't you throw something up and all of a sudden make a bunch of money. I mean, there's testing involved. We use a piece of software called Visual Website Optimizer to test different pages, different headlines, whether somebody engages, you know, engages with the page, if they click a button, where they go after the button, if there's a successful sale. So Visual Website Optimizer lets us set up a lot of those tests so that we can see what our traffic is doing. It also provides heat maps and a bunch of other stuff. But it's an invaluable piece of software for, you know, really anybody who is selling something, because I've been doing this a long time. Bert, you've been doing this a long time. And how many times do we set up a successful campaign right out of the gate? It's next to nil, you know, for...
Yeah, I would have to say seldom ever.
Yeah, and it's different if you're just mailing your email list, but...
Yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah, that doesn't count because, you know, your email list, if they know you, they're going to overlook mistakes. They're going to, you know, they're going to look at your stuff regardless. Somebody who doesn't know you won't have that kind of mercy on you.
Right. Yeah. They're going to be like, oh, this is, you know, the button takes me somewhere I didn't expect. Or, you know, the big, I mean, it's just the email list gives, like Bert said, forgives, you know. So cold traffic doesn't, you know, it's much easier for them to click off of a page or click the back button and go back to the nice friendly confines of Facebook or wherever they came from. So the process of creating a self-liquidating offer is really, it has a couple different steps in it. You know, you need to have the traffic, you need to have the sales page, and the sales page really, in terms of what is on the sales page, it really depends on what you're selling. You know, I like to use a kind of a price point as a major differentiator. If you are selling something that is less than, like, let's say $20, then a long form sales letter is going to work. If you are selling something between $20 and $100 or so, you're going to need a video, like a video sales letter. Something between $100 and $1,000, you're going to need multiple videos. So you're going to need a multiple video sequence, like a 3-video launch sequence or 4-video sequence. And then anything above $1,000 is really reserved for a webinar. So you can still do self-liquidating offers on webinars. You know, you can send traffic on day zero, put them on a webinar on day zero, and then pitch a product on day zero, all in the same time frame. But the offer actually takes place on a webinar as opposed to a sales video. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. All right, so let's talk about this because I want to do a little QPC action here. So if you're selling, let's say, a $20 widget, and you want to use a self-liquidating strategy, and you mentioned, hey, with a $20 widget, a long-form sales copy will probably be good. So how would you build that funnel? Would you, you know, first of all, you know, you obviously you already have the ad built. It's already the ad that's working or converting. And then what?
It's a great question. So, especially for lower end products, you really need to have more than one offer. Like you need to have upsells and downsells in place in order to create a self-liquidating funnel. And here's why. So, with paid traffic, let's say you're spending $1 a click. $1 a click is, you know, it's a little bit high in some markets, a little bit low in others. But let's say you're spending $1 a click. If you're selling a $20 widget with a long form sales letter, you can some halfway decent copy is going to give you a 1% conversion. So that means 1 out of every 100 people who see your sales page is going to buy. Well, if you're spending $1 a click, that means you spend $100 to make 20. Does that make sense?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. So you spend $100 on traffic to make $20 into your PayPal account, or your merchant account, or whatever, to sell that widget. Well, what happens is after that $20, you know, sale goes through, then it's advisable to sell, to have an upsell or a downsell in place or a couple upsells. So the first upsell might be, you know, get 3 widgets for the price of 2. And it's going to, yeah, 3 widgets for the price of 2. Just click the button below and they'll be added to your order. And then the downsell might be get 3 widgets for the price of 2 broken up into 2 payments or something like that. And right. Then they click add to. When you have an upsell funnel, you can make that money back, you know, because if your upsells are working halfway decently, then you're going to get 30 to 40% upsell on that first page.
And right. And so just so if you guys aren't clear on what Jason is talking about, I think that a great example is like GoDaddy. If you go to GoDaddy, you cannot buy anything without getting multiple upsells and downsells and side sells and all these different little variations. They drive you crazy, but it works. GoDaddy uses their I think it's like an $8 or $10 domain. Mm-hmm. They lose money on that.
Yep.
That's their loss leader. And the reason that GoDaddy's put so many people out of business is because they were willing to lose money on the domain to have the opportunity to upsell you into hosting or upsell you into design or upsell you into whatever the thing was, and that's where they crushed it.
Yep. Yep. And now they have their website builder for $1 trial and all kinds of other crazy stuff. I mean, and that's just it. You know, they don't mind selling a cheapy front-end product, you know, something that they lose money on because they know that they are going to make that money back long-term, you know, through a couple recurring payments from some of their other services. So with low-end products, you need to have an upsell, downsell, you know, in order to make your money back, in order to turn it into a self-liquidating offer. If you have a higher-end product, then it's not quite as necessary. I mean, if you're selling a $497 item from a multi-video launch sequence, then chances are you're going to get a sale. You spend $100 on traffic, you're going to get a sale in that $100. If you send them to a webinar, like a webinar registration page in a webinar, then same thing goes. If you sell if you're selling a $2,000 consulting offer or something, then you're going to be able to make that money back in the first couple hundred clicks that you send. So, and another thing to also understand is that clicks and leads are different.
Yes.
So clicks, you know, at $1 a click, they're fine. You know, you're going to get some clicks, but you still have no data. Like, you don't have that person's email address. You have retargeting pixels, but you don't have any way to reach out to that person again. So, personally, everything that we do for our clients is all email-based. So it's how do we get that email so that we can we're growing an asset for our marketing budget, that asset being the email, the email list that we can market to again and again. And leads are obviously more expensive, because if you're spending $1 a click and your conversion rate on your landing page is 33%, you're spending $3 to get a lead, which means that if you want 100 people to see your sales page, you're spending $300 as opposed to $100. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And again, guys, I just want to emphasize what Jason was talking about, is that the self-liquidating offers are great when you have a very inexpensive front-end product that you're able to upsell into other products.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a high-ticket item, then it doesn't necessarily apply, because it's a slightly different model. In other words, so they're not going to buy a $500 well, they probably would. They probably would buy a $500 widget, and then you could still upsell them to something else.
Mm-hmm.
But it, because the price is different, the self-liquidating isn't as important.
Right, right, right. Yeah, usually anything above $100, you're going to need to work. You can sell $100 as an upsell product because they already took an action with you. But just a cold front-end sale of $100, you need to work a little bit harder at it. You know, $100 and up. $97 is okay, surprisingly enough. But as soon as you get to that third digit, you know, you're looking at like a multiple video sequence or a webinar. And the webinars themselves, I mean, you could have a $997 product, sell it from a webinar, and you'll probably get some sales on day one. You know, but you're going to get more sales on day two, day three, day four, and put together like a follow-up sequence.
Right, and let's talk about the follow-up sequence.
Mm-hmm.
In your experience and expertise, how important to you is the follow-up?
Oh, the follow-up is huge. So there's a very popular phrase terminology. The first half is more popular than the second half. So the first half is the money's in the list.
Yes.
And the second half of that, which isn't often said, is but the fortune is in the follow-up. And that's where, I mean, if you're going to get a 1% conversion on your front-end product, and you don't do any sort of follow-up marketing, you're losing probably 4 to 6% more conversion points. You know, you'll sell 4 to 6 more people per 100 clicks, you know, per 100 leads that you get. Through the follow-up. So if you're not doing the follow-up, then you're leaving a lot of money on the table. And oftentimes, you might not necessarily have a truly self-liquidating offer on day zero, but if you, or day one, however, whichever math you like, but on day three, day four, day five, you know, as you're emailing this new prospect, that's when you're making your sale back. You know, that's when you're making your money, and you end up getting that ROI curve that you want. So you're selling a lot more product, and you're also building a list to sell affiliate products to and some of the other internal offers.
Yeah, no, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And again, this is something that you guys can do really just about on any, offer or widget. And guys, this is not just something that you can do with digital products. You can also do this if you own a restaurant. You bring them in for a buy one get one buy one get one free type dinner, and then you're going to try to upsell them on what?
Dessert,
the appetizers, the desserts, the drinks, whatever. So it works in a lot of different ways. Especially, and I want to point this out, if you're dealing with a restaurant or a brick and mortar, especially if you're capturing the data,
yeah,
that follow-up, the fortunes in that follow-up. So if you take the time to capture their email address and to really put that, you know, take the time to make that a priority, you will get so much money from that. From the lifetime value of that client to a restaurant could be, you know, $2,500.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, especially if they do the follow-up correctly. You know, so and that's really the idea behind self-liquidating traffic. A lot of people call it free traffic, It's not necessarily free, you know, because you are spending money. A lot of people get mad when they find out that somebody called a free traffic and it isn't actually free. Setting up these offers is more difficult than it sounds. You know, you're not going to go out of the, you're not going to venture out of the gate and just create a self-liquidating offer. I don't care who you are. It involves testing. It involves an ad budget to get started with. You're not going to just go out, run some traffic, and then all of a sudden make money. That's just, unless you're, selling, air, you know?
Pot? Yeah. You're in Colorado and you're selling pot to other people who live in Colorado, it might work pretty good.
Yeah. It's difficult because there's so many things that have to be working before somebody pulls out their credit card. You know, that's just all there is to it. But once you get one dialed in, it's the holy grail, you know,
yeah.
Because you're making money on day zero, you know, you're making money the same day you spend it. And especially like in Facebook, like if you're taking your payment through PayPal and you set it up so that Facebook bills you out of PayPal, then you can scale it to the moon. Like literally you can scale it absolutely to the moon.
So guys, just real quick, just so I want to clarify what Jason's talking about. I didn't think about that. If you're using Facebook traffic, you could actually make the money back before you spend it. So does that make sense? So you're going to use Facebook traffic. And like Jason was saying, they're going to bill you a week later or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like
but by that time, you've already made a bunch of money.
Yep. So like they have the threshold. So any non-business kind of account, I think it caps at $750 or $1,000 a day or, $1,500 or something. I don't know. And so, you know, once you – it'll let you run $750 worth of traffic before it bills you. So you can run the $750 worth of traffic and then they bill you, you know, they bill you out of PayPal, but by then you've already put, you know, made the money in PayPal for them to bill you. So, I mean, that's one way of doing it. You know, it ends up being a pretty nice fluid way of funding the ad budget, you know, but it, like I said, it is a little bit more difficult than just, you know, setting something up and going with it.
Right. And because the payoff is so much better, it's worth doing it, playing around with it. It could take you, you know, weeks to figure it out, maybe a month or two. You can obviously go to somebody like Jason who can help you set that up, and it's totally worth it. If you think about it, you can spend months, and even a pro like Jason might take what, a week to set this up?
Takes about a week. I mean, like, for me, because I know what I'm looking for, you know, like I know I'm tracking all the individual pieces of the offer, you know, and I know what I'm looking for, what to test and what to kind of throw away quickly. Because I've been doing this for so long, but
right.
You know, there's, if you've never written sales copy before, and never paid the $15,000 or $20,000 to a professional sales copywriter, you know, which is what they charge.
That's right. The good ones charge, you know, easily 10, yeah. 15, 20.
Well, because they understand this. They understand that their copy is going to help get you so much farther to creating a self-liquidating offer that they're justified in charging that because
right.
They're giving you a license to print money. So
and some of the big sales copy kings will charge you,
75,000, 100,000. I mean, I know.
Plus royalties.
Yeah, plus royalties. I know a couple guys that'll do, it's, you know, 75,000 plus 15% of your business. You know?
Like, yeah, and it's still worth it.
Yeah. And these guys are booked, surprisingly enough. Book solid, because that's the value in the sales copy itself. You know, so... and that's what self-liquidating offers are, is, you know, how quickly can you make your money back, you know, that you spend in traffic.
Right. And be able to do it in a way that is basically automatic.
Yeah.
If you can imagine, you know, you spend, let's say that your budget is to spend $1,000 this week on Facebook. you spend that money before actually Facebook takes it out of your PayPal account.
And you make $2,000.
You made $2,000, and boom, you just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat. Yeah, rinse and repeat.
The next week you spend $2,000, you make $4,000. The week after that you spend $4,000 and you make $8,000. Or however, you know what I mean?
Yes. So
within 3, 4, 5 weeks, you're looking at, you're, I mean, sure, you're spending $10,000 a month or $10,000 a week in traffic, but you're making $20,000 in revenue and $10,000 in profit. You know, so that's what self-liquidating offers are. And you're collecting the buyer's list and the list. And like Bert said at the beginning of this call, it's the holy grail of internet marketing. You know, it's the thing that is somewhat rather unattainable, you know, unless you know what you're doing.
Well, it's like a lot of things in life. You have to be willing to put in a lot of effort and a lot of study because there's multiple parts. If you are blessed with sales copy writing skills, that's just part of the equation.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not blessed, you need to start writing.
Yeah. Like, well, bottom line is, I can tell you from experience, if you're not blessed with a lot of these skills, you're better off just hiring somebody.
Oh,
and again, you know, I'm not saying that because I want you to hire me or Jason. I'm just saying, if you don't have the $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000, then you have to do it the hard way, which is, you know, you're going to spend that same amount of money over the next few weeks, the next few months, maybe the next year, trying to create a self-liquidating offer. Or, you know, you borrow the money, you hire a pro, and you get it done today, and you get all your money back quicker, faster, better.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty crazy how it all works, but it happens. I have friends that have ramped up businesses up to $35 million, $40 million, $60 million, you know, in 6 months because of their self-liquidating offer. You know, they just funneled all that money back into traffic, and before you know it, they're sitting on an empire, you know, that is created from digital products.
Absolutely. John Tarr, a mutual friend of ours, mm-hmm. is – you know, does that really well, and he charges an arm and a leg to help people put that together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he does so well that he doesn't even take on clients anymore.
No, he doesn't. They just run their own traffic. They kind of do what they want.
You know? Yep. Last time, you know, I don't know when it was. Last time I talked to John Tarr, his goal was to do $100,000 per day.
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't take on any more clients. He can create these things for himself, his own products, and you know, so he doesn't take on clients. It's just it's too easy to do it the way he's doing it. But I think this is a wrap. I think that hopefully you guys got a lot out of this. The self-liquidating offer is, as Jason said, the holy grail. But if you can imagine what it will do for your business, if you take the time to put these things into action, and whether or not your offer is self-liquidating, you really need to consider having the loss leader in there, something that's dirt cheap but gives a lot of value,
mm-hmm.
the upsell, the downsell, and when those components come into play, it's very important. This is the difference between selling and making a living, is having these components in there. So whether it's self-liquidating or not, but if you have upsells, downsells, side sells, this will really take whatever you're selling and amplify it, you know, 4 or 5 times. It's totally worth it. But the self-liquidating offer, man, that stuff is good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so just a real quick QPC strategy. The first thing you want to do is you want to write your sales copy. It's the first thing, the most important piece of the puzzle. So write your sales copy. Number two, you want to find your traffic. So that is going to be the easiest place really to get started is Facebook. We talked about it last week in podcast number 7 or 8, I believe. Yeah, podcast number 8. So this. Get your traffic started, and then step 3 in this mix is sign up for a split testing or a page testing tool like a Visual Website Optimizer. Optimizely is another one. Google AdWords has a free one, which is kind of unreliable, but it works. So sign up for one of those 3 tools and start learn it because that's going to be a crucial piece in building these self-liquidating offers. Learn the split testing software and then start picking it apart. I mean, start seeing where people are falling off. Start seeing where what buttons people are clicking and go from there.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And again, I want to emphasize the testing. It's so crucial. You have to test and retest. And this is the difference between people who know what they're doing and the champions that do know what they're doing, right? It's the fact that they're willing to go through the testing and look at the results and see and look at the results as data to learn from.
Yep.
So great stuff, great strategy, great QPC. I love it.
Cool. All right, man. I will talk to you soon. And if anybody has any questions, send an email to, what is it, info@quickestpathtocash.com?
Yes, info@quickestpathtocash.com. And we'll get Jason to answer it, because this stuff is very complicated. And Jason, like I said, is in the top 2 or 3% of the people in the marketing world that can actually do this. So send us your information. I mean, send us your questions. We'll get it answered.
Cool. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Good stuff. Thanks.